closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
A40-1360-97.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. So I just received a text from a friend. I have not been able to nail this down. A friend texted me that WFRV is reporting that Mayor Jim Schmidt is not going to seek re-election and a formal announcement is coming tonight. However, I cannot confirm that. I went to WFRV's website and I don't see anything. But that is what a friend just texted me. But I do not see any confirmation that anyone else is in fact reporting that. I'm not saying my friend is wrong. I'm just saying I don't see that anywhere. I didn't see it there, Earl, and I just went there, but it. If they do have another website, I couldn't find it. But anyway, that's according to a friend of mine who's connected in city politics. But I don't see it. So we'll keep an eye, ear on that. At this point, that is completely unconfirmed. I would not be surprised were that the case. But I don't see where they are, in fact, reporting that. So Earl's checking all of them. My friend claimed it was Channel 5. But I don't, our newsroom had heard nothing to that effect either. But again, that's the very unsubstantiated claim from someone in city government, a friend of mine, that he claimed WFRV was reporting that. And that the formal announcement will come tonight. Again, I have no idea if that is the case, but that is apparently he thought he heard that reported. But again, I cannot substantiate that that is the case. Now, I'd need to do a mea culpa from yesterday. I made an assumption. Talking about the story of an Appleton school board member, Pastor Al Dupree, and how several people complained to the Appleton school board about him. And in one of those emails was from Lee Snodgrass. I was unfamiliar with Lee Snodgrass. I made the assumption it's a he, it's a she, and she apparently is the chairwoman of the Outagamie County Democratic Party. It was she who said that in a graduation speech, Pastor Dupree, who is a school board member, exploited a family whose daughter committed suicide. That was her claim. We, in fact, spoke with the father on the air yesterday. And he said, no, Pastor Dupree's comments were not exploitative at all. And in fact, her faith is part of why she was bullied and what led to her committing suicide. So Lee Snodgrass apparently is a she, and apparently she is the chairwoman of the Democratic Party of Outagamie County. I'll be talking and writing more about that story in the days to come. I want to talk about this one, because a lot of people are surprised when this happens. The news broke yesterday, I believe the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Yeah, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel first reported that Green Bay Packers rookie running back Aaron Jones is facing charges and possible NFL discipline after an arrest last month during a traffic stop. Jones was charged with three offenses. He was stopped on October 1st, according to CCAP, the Wisconsin Circuit Court records. He was operating a vehicle with a controlled substance in his system, in this case marijuana, doing 24 miles an hour over the posted speed limit of 55 on Highway 172 at 11:37 a.m. on Sunday. The Packers didn't play that day because they were coming off a Thursday night game. The officer smelled marijuana, eyes were red and bloodshot, and so on. Now, people are often wondering why. When you hear these stories, and you hear it in the NBA, you hear it in the NFL, and I heard someone on another radio station today say NFL players love this stuff. They do. That marijuana has a large presence among NFL players. Now, here's what many NFL players will tell you. That it is to mitigate pain. I don't recall which player it was. I want to say it was an offensive lineman, but I could be wrong. He was quoted in the Brett Favre biography as basically saying, look, we hurt all the time. If you play in the NFL and if you start with any consistency, you hurt all the time. Now, Jones only recently had been getting considerable playing time. So I don't know if that was the case or not. I don't know. But here's what may happen. Because it has such a presence where it's virtually omnipresent in the NFL, that some do it recreationally because others are doing it for pain. Those who are doing it for pain also do it recreationally. I don't know. But what a lot of NFL players will tell you, that marijuana is there for pain relief, pain management. And as you may or may not be aware, that's one of the debates over legalizing medical marijuana. For many people, it's pain relief. And it works in a way that opioids don't work for them. And a lot of NFL players say it is effective. That it is effective for pain relief. So you can see where it would get passed around. Here, use this. It's just pot. Again, by the way, I want to be clear here. I'm not making an excuse. I'm explaining from what I've heard why this appears to be happening. And it does appear that guys feel they need it. And then I'm sure, as I said, it's there and then on you go. Because the other way that people look at this is, what are you, nuts? You'd risk an NFL career to get high, to smoke pot? I have smoked pot. It's not worth risking an NFL career. It's not worth risking a radio career. It's not really worth anything. I learned that in my youth, the hard way. By youth, I mean 18, 19, early 20s. I will tell you, though, here's another. But Earl saying how the sheltered life, not only didn't you inhale, you never tried. You know what's interesting about that, Earl? So years ago, when Jason Miller was still producing this show before you, which is getting to be years ago. It's going to be 3 years, January. Wow. Boy, time really does fly when you're growing old, doesn't it? I mean, zoom. We brought up the cost of marijuana once. I don't remember why. Now, consider the demographics of this audience, Earl. You know the demographics of this audience pretty well. We wondered aloud how much an ounce of pot cost. His phone rang off the hook. That phone exploded over there. People, oh, tell Jerry it's, tell Jerry depends on, tell it's ringing right now. We were stunned. And again, it was Jason, so it's got to be more than 3 years ago. We were stunned at how many people in this audience were, at least on a phone, unnamed, were willing to tell Jason that, yeah, they use pot, and here's how much it costs. I had the mother of all sticker shocks. It was, I don't remember the number now. I want to say, back then, callers were saying like $300 an ounce, but I don't remember if that's right or not. I just remember being shocked because in my college days, I remember as cheap as $30, $40 an ounce. And it was ubiquitous in college campuses. So, anyway, that's the first thing is marijuana is probably more prevalent than you even realize. Well, no, that's Earl. That was exactly my point. He missed my point exactly. Yeah. It's not a risk when these guys are dealing with chronic pain. That was precisely my point. What I'm saying is a lot of people wonder why take the risk. They think guys are just doing it recreationally. That was exactly my point. The average person thinks, oh, they're just doing it to get high. No, they're doing it to manage chronic pain. Again, I'm not saying it's right. But it is what it is. Okay, Robert Kennedy in our newsroom has this. I'm not sure from where he got this. Robert, do you want to pop in here rather than me speculate from where I am? I'm assuming you're listening. If I don't see you show up, then I will assume I was wrong and you're not listening. If Robert doesn't materialize either in the news booth or in the studio here in a second or two, why don't you go fetch him, Earl? Because I don't want to do follow-up reporting on that until I want to see what exactly Robert has to report. There. Come on in, Robert Kennedy. We'll follow up on something I opened the show with, but I don't want to just speculate on your IM here. So is this something we can go with, what you shared with me there?
Well, it strictly depends on your comfort level with an off-air
comment.
Well, okay, comment.
But someone, well, this is where I'm confused. Somebody told you about the off-air comment that I'm assuming.
That's correct. And I think if you go to WFRV's Facebook page.
Oh, the Facebook page.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. So here's what you shared with me. Jim Schmidt was on WFRV's morning show, as he often is. It's a regular feature with the mayor. And was talking about next spring's elections in an off-air comment. He mentions he's not going to run again.
It appeared the segment even was ending, and they were gone to a break, and they were sitting there chit-chatting. And, yeah, he mentioned that to the hosts.
Okay, so then they went with it, or?
Well, now that I don't know for sure, because all I've seen of the Facebook posting is kind of up to that point, and then I thought you might be interested in knowing that, so
okay.
I immediately separated from watching that and sent that note to you.
Okay, because what this sounds a lot like what my friend told me.
It does.
And we'll make the announcement official this evening during a celebration to thank people who serve on various city boards and commissions.
Correct.
All right, so that does seem to match.
And we have calls out to the mayor to...
So we would still... we will still say unconfirmed, I think, at this point.
Probably safe to... Yeah.
But there's definitely there.
I would agree with that.
Would appear to be the case, which is pretty much what drives news these days, Robert. Robert Kennedy, thank you. So that's apparently on their Facebook page. Earl's not finding it. But that in an off-the-air comment, the mayor apparently said that, and that an official announcement is coming tonight. Again, that is exactly what my friend shared with me. So I guess we'll find out. At this point, though, I would continue to call it unconfirmed because it's a rather strange series of events. I don't know exactly how I would describe it. Earl and I have gone to their Facebook page, and we actually don't see what Robert was pointing us to. So anyway, that's what we know, which apparently for sure, not a lot at this point. But what Robert did ferret out sounds identical to what my friend told me. So I guess we'll find out when the mayor speaks tonight. If that is the case, we'll have a lot to say about that tomorrow. All right, ton of stuff to get to today. 10 o'clock, we're going to get into the latest school report cards. Now, it's interesting in that the front page of the Green Bay Press Gazette, Wisconsin releases this year's school report cards. Officials urge caution when analyzing results. That's interesting because the perception of many is that it's a very good report card for choice schools. We're going to spend a lot of time on this after 10 o'clock. Dr. Will Flanders of the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty will be joining us to talk about that. And hang on, Earl. Don't do anything over there. Or you can go ahead and type there. Well, it's just loading up. Anyway. Okay, so apparently it's at the end of the video, the mayor thing. Yeah, that it's that if you go, oh, he was not running with the turkey, or not running with his dog. Caller said the context of the topic was the turkey trot, and he wasn't running with it. Okay, this has gotten just silly, so I guess we'll find out. That he's not running, and it was, the Festival Foods turkey trot that he's not running. That'd be like Jim to do that. All right. I have no idea. And I now no longer care. As I said, we'll find out. On to the schools. It's going to be very interesting to see because, quite frankly, the numbers appear to be very good for choice schools. And Dr. Will Flanders will join us to talk about that. There is an absolute flurry, of new allegations, including media stars. And the questions raised, if you can't trust, if they could fool people as to who they were, does this play into the whole fake news narrative? Glenn Thrush, Charlie Rose, another member of Congress, John Conyers, Democrat. It is, I mean, they're just literally a batch of them. And you almost get to the point where you wonder, will they have any impact anymore? Because the number is becoming so numbing. Not going to spend a lot of time on that because we have a lot of other things to get to, and we'll get it started at 9:06.
talk sports.